Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hey, what's going on? This is JB with Grudge Inc's Lock. JB's Lock It In. Tonight, we got a little treat for you boys tonight. We got somebody calling in pretty soon. This is for the street racers. I need to talk to you boys. And look, I'm going to give him a little introduction. Here we go. Let's see. Right here.
The champ is here. Ladies and gentlemen, the heavyweight champion of the world has arrived. The champ is here. The champ is here. The champ is here.
All right, I'm about to open this microphone. I think this is the microphone I need to open right here. Let's see. Area code 405-281-5841. Who am I speaking with?
Daddy Dave.
What's going on, Daddy Dave?
What's happening?
Ain't nothing, man. A lot of people been, man, the page has just been blowing up with people talking about, you know, the baddest man on the street. So, you know, I thought, man, I said, you know, what we got to do to get Daddy Dave on the radio show? Because, I mean, everybody... I know some people on here that would love to ask you some questions, and they love every week on the page. They're like, man, how does a man get a that truck down that little short strip of road on three on what, 2 or 3 50?
Yeah, we'll just leave it at 2 or 3.
Hey, but that's what I'm talking about, man. The people. It's getting so crazy on the page because every, you know, a lot of people, man, they on the page, they like, oh, man, they murder Nova. But I'm going to tell you
murder
what.
Murder Nova. That thing died at the beginning of the year. I mean, that thing is, we'll just put RIP over his name.
Yeah, because, I mean, the last 2 weeks, I mean, you've been popping pistons and still putting space on him. So, I mean, I don't think he can be too happy right now.
Oh, he's madder than a wet hen.
Getting
outrun
hey,
by
I
that
got,
truck.
What were you saying?
I said getting outrun by that truck was probably his worst fear, and it came true. And now he can't find his ass with both hands, and he ain't ever gonna outrun it again.
Now I can honestly say, for him to outrun you, that truck would barely. You would have to have a day where you probably never had so. I mean, right now, I can honestly say, I mean, you know, the question used to be, oh, man, these guys are talking about they got the fastest streetcar. What I will say is y'all never, not one person on that show has ever said we got the baddest street cars. Y'all said
no.
Y'all have the baddest street race cars. There's a big difference. And I have to say y'all do right now have the baddest street race cars in America.
Yeah, I mean, there's a huge difference between the two. The sooner people can grasp that and understand the concept of it, the better off they'll be. I mean, all we hear about is drag week. You know, Larry Larson and Jeff Lutz and all them guys. Hats off to them, man. I have much respect for all those guys because they drive their cars, 1,000 to 1,300 miles in 5 days. But they don't ever race on the street. I mean, they drive it to track. And that's the difference.
Yeah, see, that's the big difference, man. That's why I respect y'all, because every Monday I come home. See, I work with children, and every Monday I come home, and I'm like, man, the DVR, because I never get off to about 9, 10, and I get off, and I check, and every week it's like, you know, I see on Chief's page or, you know, this page, Murder Nova going for the number one spot, and then the next day, you know, it's still, you know, I mean, I know it makes it mad, because the thing is, I can tell you like this. You do have a big block on nitrous, but I can tell you, putting it to a supercharged car on the street got to feel good.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way to go. Nitrous. I mean, that's it. There ain't no blower car, there ain't no turbo car going to hang with a nitrous car on the street. Not in 660 foot.
No, No. That, see, that's how you put it in perspective. You put it in perspective the best way you know how, to say that not in 660 feet. And that's why people don't understand. She rates 6 miles, 660 feet, and a blower car, yeah, I mean, y'all go 1320, that's different. But in 660 feet, as we can see, he can't take out the truck. I don't think there's anybody in the list that can take out the truck. Now, yeah, you're talking about Larry Larson, and these are well-respected guys, but like you said, they don't do what y'all do constantly. Y'all street race every week. And, you know, these guys, yeah, they do the power tour and everything. Yeah, it's respected when you see a car go at sixes, mid-sixes, and driving in the street. But, I mean, if they, you know, if they went up to the asphalt where y'all had it, the whole city. You still with me?
Yep, there you are.
Okay. Hey, I got somebody who really, this is probably, I would say, one of your biggest fans. He texts me all the time, and he says, man, I just love that day. So I'm about to open his mic. This is, I would say.
Hey, James.
Yeah, here you go.
Hey, what's up? Hello.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's happening?
What's going on? Hey. I just opened the microphone of 350-1439. Is this Billy Albertson?
Hey, James. Hey, what's going on, man? Hey.
What's up?
Hey, we got Daddy Dave on the line.
What's up,
yep.
Daddy Dave? What's going on? What's happening?
Enjoying the cold weather.
Yeah, man. I heard that. Nothing like good old winter, huh?
Yeah. Gives us a break.
How y'all boys doing out there?
We're doing good.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Congratulations on your number one spot. I see you held off Murder Nova.
Well, once again, yeah.
So that's awesome.
Yeah. Hey, Billy, he was asking where you from.
Oh, I'm from Richmond, Virginia.
Richmond, Virginia. We should be rolling up through there in June sometime.
Oh, you already coming here in June?
Yeah, we're gonna take off here and head straight east till we hit South Carolina, and then we're gonna shoot up to New York somewhere in the month of June.
Oh, okay. Well, I have to keep my eyes open. And what are y'all gonna do? Are y'all gonna do some track promotions, or y'all just heading out spectating? Or, I mean, you bringing the cars and gonna get, you know, y'all coming down here to get busy, or?
I don't leave Oklahoma without that trailer behind the truck, so yeah, the Sonoma will be with me.
I heard that.
We're going to hit a few tracks and see what we can rustle up and see if anybody out there has got the cojones to park next to it on the street.
Okay. So y'all will be doing, or willing to do a little street action then?
I'm always looking for it.
Okay, sweet. Well, that's good to know. Sweet. So how is filming on the show? Is it pretty decent, or is it I mean, everybody gets an idea of the street racing thing, but I've done a lot of street racing back in the day, growing up, you know, coming out, and at first it seems like y'all are seriously legit, but then you get to the camera side of it and you see a lot of lights and a lot of prepped action and a lot of, you know, I mean, is the surface prepped, or you know, I know y'all got a runway y'all got to run on, and I know there's laws to be dealt with, but kind of explain to us what you guys do out there on a, you know, nightly basis.
I mean, it is a legit street. It's used every day, all day, and all throughout the week. We film on Saturday nights, and yes, they do pull permits, and yes, they do close a section of the road down. It is a street. It's not a runway. We tried the airport thing twice, and I've street raced a lot of years, and I can tell you firsthand, airports are junk. The concrete on them is just horrible. So we tried them twice, and we won't go back to another airport. But the surface
okay.
we do race on is, I mean, it's a legit street. It's used every day, all week, and it's closed down for 4 to 5 hours on a Saturday night for us to do what we have to do. The cops being portrayed, yes, that pretty much is kind of scripted. Of course, you know, the roads are blocked off, so the cops aren't going to come in there. Anytime we go out and do test hits, as everybody's seen Monday night with Doc, that was 100% legit. I mean, Doc did get a handful of tickets, and Doc did pay a bunch of money to pay for them. When we go out and test during the week, that's on us. That is illegal, and they are documenting. They're not filming, but documenting, there's a huge difference.
Right, exactly.
So if we get busted during the week testing, that's on us. But as far as Saturday nights, yes, the road's closed off. They do haul big lights in and generators, and but, you know, you pretty much have to. If they didn't, you would see a couple headlights doing a burnout, and you'd see a couple headlights going down the street. And you would never see what goes on. It'd just be it'd be too damn dark.
Right, right. Okay, well, that makes sense. That puts it in a little bit better perspective anyway, as far as the test hits and stuff go.
Yeah. The races on the show are 100% legit. I will not throw a race. I wouldn't give my mother a race. I mean, I don't do it. Nobody tells me to win. Nobody tells me to lose. So the races are 100% legit. Nowhere in the script does it say, you know, Murder Nova lose. We don't even actually have a script. So.
Right. Now, I believe that. I believe that wholeheartedly, 100%. With any kind of street racer with any kind of salt ain't going to give shit up, you know?
No. You want something from me, you better take it.
Or not, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's cool.
And for the most part, the pranks we play on each other and all that little shit you see, I mean, that's what we do. I mean, that's just, you know, we do that stuff throughout the week with cameras or without cameras.
Oh, okay. Well, it seems like a pretty close, you know, knit group of guys and stuff that y'all got out there, and it's awesome to have at this time in the stage of the way the law has, you know, kind of taken away speed racing, that y'all can still keep going and doing this type of stuff. I mean, I used to live and breathe. That's all I did was speed racing. You know, the law and everything else, as you get older, you kind of, you got to abide by it or you wind up getting screwed by it, one or the other. And it's awesome that you guys can keep together and doing the things y'all do, man, because I envy it. I envy it big time. I'm 45 years old, and I'm still ready to kick some ass out on the street.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Hey, well, it's not just me. It's getting the other people to do it with me. It's hard to get that click back started up again because of the law, and there's other reasons why. I really can't explain why it has faded. I mean, the law, yeah, is one thing, but, I mean, hell, it wasn't like the law wouldn't exist 20 years ago, so.
Right.
So I kind of can't explain why, really, to be honest with you, but, I mean, it's awesome to watch, so I tell you what, every Monday night, I can't go to sleep till 12, 1 o'clock in the morning because I'm so geared up watching y'all show. It's kick-ass.
It's had a huge impact all over. I mean, everywhere we go. I've been to, you know, Tennessee. I've been to Ozark, Texas, Vegas, California. Been all over. And just the older generation that come up to me and tell me that they, you know, they watch the show, they love it, and they've dug their hot rods out of the barns that's covered in 4 inches of shit. You know, they're dragging them out. They're getting them running and basically lit a fire under their ass. And I think that's the greatest thing ever.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is good to hear. It's got to make you feel good inside, though, too, you know, when people tell you them kind of stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, no doubt. Hey, I heard you earlier. Excuse me, go ahead, James.
Why don't you give him a little rundown on some stuff you used to have, like that Mustang?
I ain't had nothing compared to what they was running, but I had some decent stuff on the, I had some decent stuff on the street, you know. I'd run 150, 200-mile radius from where I lived out here in Richmond. I'd go down to Virginia Beach, all over. I mean, I had a nasty little street car, you know. But it was a lot of fun, and I didn't lose too many races, I can tell you that. And there's nothing like it. Nothing like the adrenaline rush, you know. There's nothing like it. Like I said, this was 20 years ago.
And 20 I years ago, you were probably running quarter mile, too, weren't you?
Yeah, oh, yeah, most definitely, yeah, all races that I've ever done are a quarter mile. And even if I got back into it today, would be quarter mile. My car would be set up for quarter mile. But I see the safety side of it with the eighth mile stuff. And running these turbos and, like you were talking about earlier, these pro charges, it would be tough to deal with them all nitrous in the quarter.
Yeah, I mean, and that don't even scare me. I would set, if the truck wasn't so fast, I would set it up for a quarter. But I crowd 160 in the eighth, and you can kind of just add that in your head, what it'd be in a quarter mile. And
right.
to find a street safe enough and long enough to shut down those speeds, it's just not worth it.
Right. Yeah. Years ago, cars weren't running as fast as they are now. I mean, we were talking maybe 140, 150, you know, in the quarter then, you know, but
mm-hmm.
that's a huge difference. Like you said, these guys are doing that in the eighth now, so safety definitely has to. Well, plus it's a less chance of getting caught, I guess. You can get it on and get it over with a little bit quicker, I guess, you know?
Yeah, eighth mile is a lot faster, in and out, and you're done.
Hey, we got a couple microphones open. We got, let me see, first we got 682-472-5267. Who is this?
That's me. This is Eric from Texas.
Big Baller Coot.
Oh,
that's me.
Look, a little hostility on the radio show tonight.
No, not at all. Not at all, guys. Actually, and I will say that Sonoma is probably the one thing that I don't know if I could touch downhill with a tailwind. That thing is ridiculous fast. And as light as it is with those tires, and there's a lot of big tires.
I know. Don't be giving my secrets away.
No, it's pretty obvious. I mean, but that thing, as light as it is, shouldn't even work. And it works better than everything. And it's not about horsepower. It's about get from A to B, you know, which I've proven in the past because I'm never, ever, you know, the fastest there. As a matter of fact, I've always been an underdog, but it's about making it work. And, I mean, now there's enough cars that kind of go into big tire and small tire even. You know, on the street, it's hard to run with the big tire guys, period. But I don't think it's going to be a long time before anybody can figure out how to answer to that Sonoma. So any shit talking I do, I'd like to make it very clear that it's not necessarily to that one, that's for sure. But and everything on there, and I'll say this, it's legit because there's not enough money in the world to make me throw a race to Chuck. I can assure anybody of that, and anybody that knows me knows that. That's worse. Oh, Jesus, it's horrible. But, you know, I got rid of my other cars. Wasn't a lot of cars at the time then, and it seemed like it was kind of dying out and couldn't get any races and whatnot. But I'm hoping this next season, since can't seem to do it off camera. I mean, I'm ready to get back at it and a rematch. And everybody says, well, you know, they only run guys that know they can win, which isn't true, because this season you guys seem to be running people that are saying that we're the ones saying that. But Texas and Oklahoma have had the fastest cars for a long time. And what everybody else thinks is fast and what they see on TV, it's such a different when you see it in real time, you're like, holy shit. I mean, those Oklahoma cars, they're ridiculous fast. The slowest one there is still much faster than you can imagine. But Texas has had something for Oklahoma in the past. It's pretty much gone back and forth for as long as we've been racing each other. And we had some mechanical issues on the show, and I'm not taking anything away. But I know that we definitely want some rematches. And if anybody's got anything for Oklahoma, it would definitely be Texas.
I would have to agree with that one.
But I don't. The night that I lost, I asked for a rematch with every single person there, and the only person that would run me was a Sonoma, and that's the only guy that I did not want to run because we were still testing a new setup. But nobody else there would run. They dicked around and waited until it started sprinkling, and then, you know, we couldn't race anymore. But it wasn't the loss that I was upset about. It was, you know, any person that I lose to, I'd give you a rematch because it wasn't luck. But it couldn't get anything that night, and after that, couldn't get anything either. So I'm hoping to see some more Texas-Oklahoma. We've always had rivalry. I mean, there's everyone that's in the street outlaw stuff. I mean, everybody that everybody knows is legit. I mean, they lose as well as they win. They pay up just like we do. But we've always had a rivalry, and Texas. I have a very, very strong feeling that 2014 is going to be a Texas year. We got a lot of good cars coming out, and it's going to be very, very legit.
Okay.
Now, do y'all guys race on the street as you do on this show? I mean, it's an all-prep surface, and I believe that's to an extent, but I see a lot of rubber laid down on that street. Now, if you go to Richmond, Virginia, or do you go to Charleston, South Carolina, or you go to these other states, when you're pulling things off the trailer, you as fair game as a tractor trailer out here as far as there ain't no rubber on the ground. Now, how would
long as we're running the same street as anybody else, and we do a burnout and, you know, whatever your choice of fluid, and then and it's go time. We, you know, if you, even when you see stuff here, I mean, for instance, cash days, it was 34 degrees, you know, all night long. So,
right.
I mean, and we're leaving wheels up and carrying them down the street. So, I mean, even if there's rubber, if it's somewhere that's been ran, it hasn't been ran, like, it's the first time we ran that night. You could look at, the, you know, some of the cache videos and stuff, but that's the difference in, if, for instance, no prep races at the track where you run the same round time after time, and Dave will tell you, when the cops come, you know, and we have to go somewhere else, it's a completely different surface, you know, different concrete or asphalt, and it's cold. So, I mean, there's a lot more to it. But, yeah, I mean, we're not running – the places that we're running aren't prepped like a street at all. And that's why no one's allowed to spray the street, you know, or, you
right.
know, none
that,
of that
That
crap.
Was basically my question, because I know you had an episode on there a while back about, you know, prepping the street, you know.
No, we're from DFW. We're from DFW. We're not from – DFW is what has Texas on the map, nowhere else. So that's why I quit saying Texas, because – those Houston guys are freaking jokes. They don't show up to cash days. They talk a bunch of shit and they don't do anything. And Dave can verify that. Hello. Dave doesn't LMR and all them guys always say they're coming to cash days and don't ever show up.
Oh yeah, I mean they're right on the list with, you know, most of the United States.
Yeah, this guy seemed like a joke to the little bit I've seen of him and what I've heard of him through the past.
Dallas-Fort Worth, I ain't talking no shit
about nobody, but I mean that's
no, that's okay. I am. Dallas-Fort Worth is by itself. There's some guys from Wichita Falls that are up and coming, but Dallas-Fort Worth is when I say Texas, that's what I'm referring to.
Okay.
We got some. All right, that was a big question I have for you, because I know if y'all traveling, you know, to pull them off on any given spot, you shit's got to be working. So that's pretty cool.
With Chief and Sean and everybody, we went down to New Orleans and we went down to their huge grudge event and went down there and we were running our 500 to everyone else's 200 and couldn't get any races. But we went down there ready to run, but couldn't get any races there either. But, I mean, you asked if we run on the street, you know, we've ran with Oklahoma for a long time and until there's another cash day, it's definitely the title.
Does anybody still? I'm gonna ask you and Dave the same thing. How does anybody get those DVDs? Because I know me, Billy, and a couple people would love to have a Cash Days DVD. Is there any way to get one of those? Or?
It's 13. You can go to 1320 Video on Facebook and talk to Kyle Wallace. He runs it.
Okay. Yeah, because
Kyle sells everything he records, so and he's got the very first to the very last Cash Days on DVD.
Yes, he does.
I gotta get me one of those.
See a number of cars. I mean, didn't you drive the gold car and win one in there? And I know the Sonoma's won at least another one.
Yeah, I think. I've won the most cash days out of everybody. Ever participated in one.
Yeah.
Car,
nonetheless. How many of you won the Sonoma?
The gold car. Wayne's gold car. I used to drive that for 5 or 6 years. I won the cash days with it. And then I started driving a Sonoma and started winning them with that.
Yeah, whatever happened with that? I've seen your background a little bit as you and Wayne kind of got into it a little bit over driving the gold car.
It was actually during the cash days. I was driving Wayne's car at the time, and then I had my own personal car. So I had the bright idea of taking both of them to cash days. And I had won both Both of them, I run one first round with them, and then I think second round I had to race boosted GC with Varley's gold car. And it had a nitrous issue. The second system wouldn't come on. And Wayne thought I had thrown the race so I could go further with my first car.
I got you. I got you. Yeah, that'll do it.
Hey, I got a couple people on here with some questions. Let's see. I'm going to go down the line real quick. 804-247-1188. Do you have a question for the Street Outlaw?
I'm just hanging in for the conversation right now.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You got something you play with?
Yeah, I got a 69 Camaro cutting there, Pro Street car.
Oh, that thing's a turd. Don't let him lie.
You got a belly button.
What's up, Roger? This is Bill.
I don't know what's going on, man.
I can't call it. It's another beautiful day.
Yeah, it is. Cool.
It's pretty interesting conversation with the Street Outlaws. This is awesome.
Yeah, y'all coming to town or anytime soon? Or y'all coming to Richmond area? Or
be rolling up through there in the month of June sometime.
Okay. Around June. How about the farm truck? Is he going to be with you?
No. A lot of the other ones don't really travel.
They don't really travel? Okay. Who all will be coming down?
It'd just be me. I'm taking a 2-week vacation. I'm going to hook on a trailer and go through Tennessee and over to I got an invite over in South Carolina. And then, of course, I'm from New York, so I'm going to shoot up to New York and
take
a vacation and have fun.
Hey, Dave, I think you got a little bit of backup. I just opened the microphone, and I'm guessing I know who it is. 405-627-5245. I'm guessing this is Chuck.
Jerry Monza in there?
Yeah, that's me.
What's up, old Dick?
What's up, Lord? That's Mr. Monza.
Jerry, how are you, buddy?
Just breathing into the phone like they're getting a Hummer or something.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I keep hearing it too. It's not me.
I'm about to mute somebody. Somebody's got a speakerphone on. We need to mute the speakerphone or, you know, take you. I don't know if you took a Viagra or what, but you're breathing right hard in the phone.
I just called to listen. I didn't want to talk.
Oh, you pussy.
Oh.
Sound off like you got a pair.
Hey, Monza, I gotta give you respect, man. You got one of the prettiest Durs flip bumpers I've seen in a long time.
Thanks, you know how hard it is to get Jerry to come out and street race? I mean, we got to plan like 2 or 3 weeks ahead of time because, you know, he schedules all his car shows.
Hey, you know what? I bet he'd come out sooner if I gave him a rematch.
Okay, listen. Put the car in park. Does it crank over?
Who all's on here?
We got a few people on here. We got Billy, local street racer from out Richmond, Virginia. The only man I know that used to drive the street in a Mustang with no cage and a lot of nitrous on it.
You got the undefeated Hell Yeah on here too. Can't forget.
Oh
that.
Lord, what's up, man? Hey, Daddy Dave, that's Hell Yeah. He, Hell Yeah Z. Y'all got the same motor builders.
The bad boy.
I sent Chuck a message trying to get him on here. I don't know if he will or not.
Well, yeah, I tried to get Chuck on here, too, because I got a friend of his on here that I know he's willing to talk to.
Chuck's probably playing on Facebook or Twitter.
Would that be a little short guy with short man syndrome?
I would be assuming that's referred to me.
Yeah,
that is. I know if it's a short joke, it's got to be Jerry on the other end of it.
Yeah, that's anybody. Hey, Daddy Dave, I got a question for you.
What you got?
Man, you know I done lost $50 for my goddamn wife because of you. Me and you got to have a talk. Do you hear me?
Always bet on black, like, man.
Huh?
Always bet on black.
Yeah,
that's
no
right.
Shit, you're
that's
a
what
lot.
I say. All the time.
Man, she, look, and then she had nerve when I told her that I just heard you guys on there. She said, shit, tell them I got money for us. I said, man, you get the hell up out of here, both of y'all. You hear me? Shit. Hey, hell yeah. I got a quick
hey,
question,
what's up?
And I'm going to be quiet the rest of the night.
All right.
Did you see the flyer?
Yeah, I got that on. I seen that, but I don't know about that Philly thing you got going on there. I live in Hershey.
Oh,
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, but that's all right. I mean, you got PA right.
Yeah, but look, I got a question for you.
I am a Dallas Fort Worth outlaw, so.
Yeah. I got a question for you. Now, you owe me at least a hamburger because I put undefeated, so everybody knows who that is, all
right? Right.
Until May 3rd.
We hope to keep it that way.
Yeah, we'll see May 3rd, all
right? That's right. And I got mortgages on in my back pocket, so we're good.
Right,
I bet you
there's a number of people on the phone. Yeah, me too.
What
I just got on with Shannon while I was waiting to talk.
It's good to hear everybody call in and support JV. And I want to be the first to say you guys are huge, man, because when you think about it, every single one of us started where you guys are on the street, you know, and you guys promoted both ways. You know what you're doing and the way that it's done. And, you know, I just want to say, man, I appreciate you guys supporting the DMV area, especially JV. He's put a lot into the area. And I'm really excited to, I'll tell you, man, we shut the house down on Monday nights to watch it because this thing got intense. Even the little baby
right.
Holler. I'm taking the truck, Daddy. I'm like, shut up, little girl.
That hell of a show going, really.
It is, man. It is.
Yep.
It is really,
yes,
really,
it is.
Really good.
Daddy Dave on here?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Daddy Dave's on here.
Hey, how you doing, man? This is Hell Yeah.
What's up?
Man, definitely got to give you props, man. You're definitely busting ass out there and driving that truck, you know what I mean? Truck's looking good. I know you're Morgan and Son built. I'm Morgan and Son built for about 6 years now. And we got to keep representing, man, and you're doing a hell of a job.
Well, I mean, yeah, the last
good
two
people.
Episodes are, yeah, the last couple episodes ain't been so great for him. And I just
well,
talked to Shannon tonight.
Well, maybe you had a little tuna fishies there or something. I don't know. But,
oh,
I mean,
yeah, everybody's
playing
around.
You know, that happens that, you know, you race it hard, you run it hard, you know what I mean? So, but the truck's there, you know what I mean? You're way out there and walking it through and having no problems. Especially
yes,
that last comment, what was it, Big Chief said to you about he ain't got nothing for you? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Murder Nova.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. But, I mean, that was respectful. He was just showing the respect, you know what I mean, not knocking anything off of him. He was just showing the respect, you know.
Well,
and that's what we got to do to
Murder
each
Nova's
other.
Defense now, guys. I got to give him a little props now. He just put that fuel injection system on that car. I think if he gets that thing right. He might get back to normal or run for his money.
Oh, he ain't going to bust a grateful sledgehammer.
Hey, Dave, why you tell a man he had a 706 huge motor? You snitched the man out. So you ratted the man out. You said, God damn, he got a big one in there. God damn, you was hollering and screaming. He said, but he ain't going to do nothing. I said, damn, man. That was not fair, man.
Yeah, I raced Dallas Fort Worth area about 12, 14 years. So, you know, I haven't seen one or two episodes with the Dallas boys on there, but like I said, hope y'all hook up again, and I'm hoping to see some of my boys out there that I run with there, running against y'all.
Hell yeah,
we're
here. We ain't
going
nowhere.
Good show. Oh yeah.
Well, what do you think about Doc trying to get that beast down the street? You think he overdone it a little bit?
You know, if that guy had half a brain or knew what he was doing, he'd probably be dangerous. I mean, but
he just said that, yeah.
I'm good. I mean, I'm not worried about him. Honestly, Monza is probably the only one I'm worried about on the list, and and that's just being honest. But got a little something for him. He's gonna have to turn the wick up on that old pig to outrun that truck.
Right.
Damn it. I hear you.
Well, you got the issue straightened out on the Sonoma, Dave?
Yeah, I got 15 passes on that thing now, and I ain't even melted a plug. So,
all right.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Deal.
But you got to remember, this is the off season, and we're not filming right now, so it's upgrade time.
Right. Right.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I understand that. A little bit of that. Yeah.
Yeah, hey,
I'm glad to see Morgan's son out there in front, though, for real. They're good people. Good people, always treat me good. Bud's a hell of a guy. There's all
the three in the works.
For those guys to do what they did, for me, you know, I'd blow that thing up on a Saturday, filming, and it'd be on their doorstep Monday morning, and, you know, usually Wednesday or Thursday, I'd send the wife back down to pick it up, and, you know, here we go at it again. So,
it
Bud and Shannon are good people.
Yeah,
Bud, this is Big Baller Coop, and we were testing right at the end, and I was trying to make a race on Friday night, and we had a problem. The car had been set for like 2 months anyway. We dumped a bunch of fuel in there, lizard ringland, messed up a piston. Bud opened up shop at 1 in the morning. He fixed my head, put two valves in it, serviced everything. They had all my stuff there, and I made the race on Saturday because they opened up shop for me.
Cool.
So Morgan and son, Bud and Shannon are flat out amazing, and they do good work, no doubt.
That's it, man. I wouldn't go nowhere else.
Nope,
I live in PA
either.
Now. I live in PA now, and all my shit's coming from Texas, so ain't
good people, no doubt.
Yep.
Well, there you go. I-35 and Morgan and Sons, the best thing to come out of Texas.
I-35. I heard that shit.
Here we go now. Here we go.
Hey, but look, I heard. Dave, you ain't the only one that's upgrading next year. I've seen a nice little pro charge setup coming out of that Texas area right now.
Oh, yeah, that'd be mine probably.
You building a pro charge car?
Mine, my new one.
Why? Why would you do that?
Probably because I can't keep up with y'all's mountain motors, and I'm not putting a Chevrolet motor in my car. So when no prep stuff starts getting sticky and mine's turned up when it's cold, and I don't have any more to turn it up. So, but I still stayed with an attainable, you know, amount of power that I think we can control and get down there. But I can't go turbo, but unless I'm going to put a big block Chevrolet in there, then, I mean, nitrous just, you know as well as I do, Dave, you get tapped out with a small bulk with nitrous.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You just swallow the pride and throw a big inch Chevy in there, and that thing will fall out.
There's
there
no way I'm putting a Chevrolet motor in my car, and we all know that. So,
well,
I think
there you go.
I think like I said, I can name six cars right now that will come out, and that are small box, small tire cars that will be more than a handful. So I'm hoping, like I said, I'm hoping we can get back down and do it again. We've done it forever, but. I think I need another public appearance to make the best
to redeem yourself.
Yes, we had a problem that night, but I beat Chuck before that, and I will beat him again. So I just want my redemption. I don't care who I get set up with, any one of them. So I just want to get it back on, and I know Chris and Obusa GT's car is going to be out. You know that. So, and I know Ronnie Pace said his car will be ready in 2 weeks. And
me and Ronnie are locked in for $2,000 as soon as the weather gets good.
Yeah, he got rid of his small block car and now he's back to his big cars. So I think I kind of screwed this when I smoked tires because my car don't ever smoke the tires, and Ronnie took a bunch of power out of that. And I don't think he had it there. But next time will be a little different. So,
Ronnie's what?
That's speed racing, though, guys, man. You never know the circumstances. Any given day.
Ronnie Pace has won cash days. He's a street racing legend around here. Barefoot Ronnie. I mean, everyone knows
him. But
he's
still 5-0 against the truck.
0-5, you mean?
Well, what? That's the same. He ain't ever outran me. We'll put it that way.
Well, and I don't know. I wasn't there for the other one, but. You know, that would definitely was not a good outing for us at all. And it is what it is.
This must be
you got everybody lying. How many people listen to this radio show?
We got about 150 live callers right now listening to y'all talk trash.
Okay. Well, you got Big Baller Coop on here from Texas, and he's telling everybody that, you know, this show is legit. I mean, it's not scripted. They didn't tell Baller to go out there and lose.
Right.
There's no one. I mean, it's legit for all these people that doubt it.
There is the and what people don't understand, and I mean I want back on because I want redemption, because I'm gonna get back to, you know, I had quite a few consecutive wins against the OKC guys and the Street Outlaws before I lost to that show. I have built up issues with this and I want another shot. So I will say this, is no one ever, first of all, they don't give you any money. Second of all, they couldn't pay me enough to lose a show. Third, the races are legit. There's no predetermined outcome, but yes, there is. The road is sectioned off for safety. I mean, obviously that's, you know, but
right.
The only thing they have is a permit. We would run on the same type of road. It's not prepped. It's not, there's nothing there. I mean, it's as real as it gets. The only difference is we do not have to worry about the law coming. So that's, I will say that. And anybody that says different, all the people that are talking shit, one, they probably have a car that couldn't find its way out of a wet paper sack, and two, they're just talking shit because they're not anywhere near the top of the no prep game. And if they need help reminding them, they can come on down.
I have bracket races and stuff where I'm from out here in this area, and they don't believe in it because they don't know how it's run. You know, they don't know none about street racing. They got fast cars in their bracket races, but it's a whole different game when you take a car from the track and put it on the street. It's a totally different ball game.
What's
and
really embarrassing?
They're bracket
is
racing. They're not fast.
Period. They, you know, they're wrong.
What's embarrassing is that then everybody, you know, beating on their chest. Everybody immediately is a street outlaw, and they've done it for 30 years. And not to say that they haven't, but and it's evolved down here. And you can watch the different Cash Days videos because they've happened down here, and it's an open invite to anyone in the United States. And Chief's been pretty good about promoting it and trying to get everybody here, which. You can look at, you know, in the Cash Days 8 where they called out all the people that said they were going to be there and didn't show up at the end. But, you know, everybody wants to call out, you know, the OKC guys. And I always post on their behalf because they're like, bring that piece of shit up here and we'll show you how it's done. If you want to call someone out, that means you load your pile of shit up on the trailer and you take it down south and call them out. That doesn't mean you call someone out and they go all the way up there to you. By chance, they get to travel and they're getting to go to these places and shut them down. But all the people that they're beating are people that have asked for that race, not knowing that those cars could be anywhere near that fast. So, I mean, it is what it is, but it's evolved into a different beast, and we prep less, and the cars have gone faster, and, I mean, every one of the OKC cars is fast as fuck. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I agree. It's impressive. It's impressive to watch.
The video makes it look very slow. I promise you they're so much faster in real time.
Well, I'm headed south in a couple months, come springtime or so, early summer, and I definitely want to come check y'all out.
We're here.
Sure.
Oh,
if possible, definitely. Yep. Well, I know how to
That'd
get a hold
awesome.
Of you, Dave.
Give us a heads up when you come this way. Be sure to have arms open.
What's that?
Well,
I said be sure to come down. Let us know when you come down this way. We'll be sure to be waiting on y'all just with arms open, ready to see y'all get busy.
That's right. This Big Baller?
Yes, sir.
No,
yes.
That's Big Billy from Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah, it's Billy.
Okay, yeah, definitely. I'll be coming in that little black Z. And like he said earlier,
yeah,
always bet on black, right?
That's right.
That's right, buddy.
Morgan
is on Bill.
You got to get past me first.
Oh, Lord, here we go. They got another street race.
They already know what it's about here in Maryland.
Hey, hell yeah. That's
oh, boy. Watch your mouth,
hell yeah, that's your nemesis right there.
What's that?
That's your nemesis right there talking. That's old Running Bear.
Uh-oh, no. Uh-oh. Not Running Bear. Did he come out of that den or what? Did he come out of the den? You're supposed to be sleeping, man.
I'm going to come out the den somewhere around May the 3rd.
Uh-huh. Well, I got my boys coming in from Texas, so I got about a handful of them or so. We're going to come down and try to make the show.
Okay.
I know them Oklahoma boys and Texas boys know Galen Smith and old Greg Green. and some good friends of mine, and hopefully they're going to be able to make it.
I stopped pulling and drank beer with him like 3 weeks ago.
What's that?
I said I shot pool and was drinking beer with Galen and Greg. They live very, very close to me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Me and old Running Bear got a lock-in for May 3rd. He's going to get a shot at the title. But I don't know how good it's going to work for him, but I'm going to let him have it.
What title is that?
The title I hold.
Which is?
Undefeated.
At the track?
Undefeated this year at the track, yeah.
Oh.
I got eight races under my belt, so, I mean, hey, I've been beat. You know, it's the way it is, but right now I'm on a little roll, so.
Yeah.
Now they're kind of headhunting me around here, you know what I'm saying?
I'll just stay away from the track then. I'll let you keep that undefeated.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a Texas back half outlaw car, you know what I'm saying? And, I live in PA, and I come up here to Maryland, and, you know, good people, good guys up there. You know, I love racing up there, so it's just I roll a bunch of feathers, you know what I'm saying, so.
Are your buddies a little butthurt that you're Morgan instead of them?
What's that?
Are they butthurt that you're Morgan and Son instead of Hot Rod by Green or Smith Motorsports?
Well, I got my chassis built by Greg Green, my chassis done by Greg Green, but, Morgan and Son. Yeah, I'm definitely bringing the pain.
I was just messing with you, man.
Morgan and Son's definitely bringing the pain there, brother.
I feel you. Yeah. Mine's Morgan and Son, too.
That's good. So. That's the way it should be.
Well, is my new one.
Let me ask you something. Is there a chance we might, in the next season, see a rerun of Big Ball and Chuck fighting it?
Oh, shit, I don't know. I mean, that's we play by their rules. Discovery channels.
Oh, okay.
Everybody wants to see it, but I highly doubt it. I don't know that, you know, now I, and Dave, don't take it the wrong way, buddy. I don't know. It seems like that at this point, because you guys have won so much that I don't know if they're going to, you know, if we went on there and won, let's just say just Hail Mary and we win, you think that they would show that?
Absolutely.
I don't think you guys, I don't think that you, and I know for a fact that you guys haven't, it's not like you've been losing and they're not showing it, but you think they would let me and Truck rerun when, I mean, I don't know if they will or not, but, man, I've been pulling for this for a while, and I can't get any call back or anything like that, so, but I guess at some point y'all get tired of kicking everybody else's ass, and we'll get to go again.
You can't keep running each other. You got to stretch it out, or the show's going to get boring. You got to stretch it out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. They're running everybody else. They're not just running themselves. I mean, I know they're running other people, but they're going to run out of any cars that are fast or think they can get down with them.
Hey, that's a good
question.
Run out of that. Hey, so next week, give us something. Monday, is this going to be the Street Outlaws versus the Drag Week Boys, or?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness.
It's actually a two-hour ordeal.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Not the same episode. It'll be two different episodes, but it's two brand-new episodes, but it'll be 2 hours long.
Right.
Nice.
Is there a season 3 locked in with you guys yet or what?
No, sir.
Oh, not yet.
Oh, man, we got to call Discovery Channel or something. We got to get a season 3.
You don't have to call them, buddy, other than all your buddies and friends and tell them to turn the TV on. I mean, the ratings does it. So,
well,
we had 2.2 million Monday night, so that was great.
Nice.
Yeah, it's what the whole racing world's talking about, you know what I'm saying? So I think y'all are doing good. I don't think you're going to have any problems. I mean, that's what we all look forward to watching because that's, you know, that's what the way we live, you know what I mean? Just like y'all do with your cars and stuff, that's us.
Yeah, who's got the kids screaming in the background?
Are they my kids?
No, I hope.
Your daddy, Dave.
Is that your wife and my kids?
Yeah, how's my kids doing?
Hey, you ain't got a Speed Tech bottle open in there and your kid got on by it, do you? I mean, what's going on over there, man?
Do what?
You didn't open up a Speed Tech bottle and one of the kids get on by it, did you?
No.
So,
hey, Jamie.
Fellas,
JB,
I
you,
get
JB, you a trip.
JB, you there?
Yeah. What's going on?
Hey, I got a question for you.
What's the question?
My daggone sprint phone dropped. I heard running back let Hell Yeah know that we gonna definitely cut him in half.
Hey, Monk.
Chance of seeing God.
There you go. What's up, brother?
Hey, Monk.
Yes.
I heard Hell Yeah said he was 7-0.
Okay.
You don't know. I'm six and one. So it's gonna be a good race.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we already were there for a run, you know. I mean, you made a couple passes that day, but something about that little black car didn't want to get you out beside it, huh?
Yeah.
I remember I was there ready, waiting, and you know what I mean, and doing everything I could do, you know what I mean, but it just wasn't the day, I guess.
Hey, yeah, as my grandfather say, just sit still, young man, because you can ready to get showtime, baby boy.
Uh-huh. Oh, that was the day it got old, the Man of Steel. That's right. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that was a,
yeah, we messed up with old Man of Steel.
Yeah, right. Oh. You know you're going to hell for that, right?
Yeah, I know. I'll be a DRB for that one. I had to put it out there, though.
Hey, is Big Baller still on the line?
Yes, sir.
Hey, now, I know you're doing some stuff. With
Brian Davis?
Yeah, what's going on with that?
I think he was, like, posted up a bunch of shit, and then he retracted it. I know he took it off mine, but I don't know. He said I got back tires for life or whatever, which at the track, which is typical guy, you know, call out a car that runs on the street at the track, but the fact of the matter is I'd sink that at the track, and then we'd go to the street, and I'd duplicate that pass. So, I don't know. We'll see what he wants to do.
Do you have no prep? I've heard you were going to try to do some stuff this upcoming year, like some no-prep tracks. Is that true?
If I was going to do what? The no-prep track stuff? It's kind of breaking up, man. I don't know if it's just my phone or...
Yeah,
no,
breaking
it's
breaking up.
Okay,
hey,
yeah.
Are you doing any no-prep stuff, like any tracks or anything? Like the going to a track? No prep.
Yeah, I won a couple of them last. Well, in the end of 2012, and then first one in 13. I mean, I've run the no prep race. I've been to the finals, Herd Motor once. I've won a couple of them. I won after the week of cash days. The next week, we went to Oklahoma and won that one.
Okay, because the reason I was asking, I know, I don't know if you've ever been to Maryland. But Maryland International, where they a lot of records were broken this year. Like, let's see, the nitrous Pro Mod record was broke the other night, 586 at 242. But they're doing a big Street Outlaw No Prep. They're calling it, I think, Maryland Street Outlaw event No Prep, and I think it's a couple thousand to win. I was seeing, you know, if I got that date, you know, and got you in touch with the guy that was doing it, would y'all be willing to travel out?
Yeah. I can guarantee you that, I mean, there's a good chance we bring a couple cars, but before, whenever they were doing it, just like North Carolina, they wouldn't let me in. They said it's North Carolina's Street Outlaws. They wouldn't let anybody from out of state in. So, as long as they want to tell me the rules, but the one thing that is big with the no prep is not only, you know, and everybody's like, oh, safety this, safety that. Well, if you're a moron and can't drive and no one to let out, then you shouldn't be in those races. But
exactly.
We go out of our way. Right. We go out of our way to make sure that it is not prepped. I'm talking about don't blow the dust off the track. Don't touch it. You want to make it real, then before you spray any water or VHT down, drive a car or two down it, because that's the only thing that the roads get is possibly a car passing by while you're getting ready to unload. That's it. But if they're going to prep it and drag it like the cots up north, then they're going to have a shit turnout and just basically a track car will win it.
Okay.
But if they're going to do a legit no prep, absolutely. If the payout's good, perfect. If it's a $100 buy-in, then we probably won't make it. I mean, we'd burn more in gas than what we'd win even if we did win it. But, I mean, if it's a good buy-in and a good turnout, absolutely. There's no reason why we wouldn't come up there for it.
That's straight
talk. Okay, well,
there.
I know the guy that's doing it, and he's, so far, I mean, he's been getting a big, I mean, being that it's at Maryland, I mean, I don't know if you've ever been to Maryland, but that's like up here, that's like basically one of the best tracks around. But so far, I think he's got a good 200 or more cars already locked in.
Is it a quarter-mile track?
It's a quarter-mile track.
Are they going to start like half track and run 8th mile?
They're going to do 8th mile.
Starting in the middle of the track?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because, I mean, even especially, I mean, we got junk shit tracks around here, but, I mean, even running no prep after one round, it's so sticky if you do it at the starting line that it's stupid. But we don't have a lot of quarter-mile tracks, so what they did start doing for a while is, and that's what they started doing, is starting at the other end of the track to shut down and running towards the lights. And, you know, that works okay if you got just an 8th mile track. You know, Oklahoma, we did I think they changed it last time, but they started in the middle of the track last time I did it there. But, you know, if you have a track that hooks all the time, I mean, you don't have to prep it. And after one round, it's going to be, I mean, sticking like a fly trap.
Right.
So if they start in the middle, that'd be legit. I know we'd make it for that. But, I mean, if they're just going to say not prep and do it at the start line, it's no different than a track race.
Right, right. Yeah, it makes sense.
So, but we'd be glad. I mean, if they're going to set it up like a no prep, I mean, if you guys keep me posted, you can hit me up on Facebook or I can give anybody my number. But if y'all want to keep us posted, I know that we'd bring cars. I'm sure Oklahoma's got cars that would go also. Now, I can't speak for them, but... So, yeah, just keep me posted.
Cool.
Are y'all, out of curiosity, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you guys going to, now that we have more cars, you know, they're starting to do big tire, small tire. Are you guys going to do big tire, small tire, or are you just going to do one main event? Yellow.
Yeah, that's like Maryland, everybody. Right?
There we go. Okay, are y'all going to do big tire, small tire, or just one class?
Yeah, I don't know where he went.
I'm right here.
You were talking. JB.
Yeah. Oh.
The mom.
He was breaking up a little bit earlier. His phone might have died.
Okay. Yeah. No big deal. I was just curious if they're doing big tire, small tire. If they're just going to do one event, it kind of shies a lot of the small tire guys away.
That's what I would think. They're probably just going to, on the show, it's all big tire against a small tire. It didn't make shit, right?
Well, on the street, yes, but on the track, there's big tire, small tire.
Right.
There's big tire, small tire. Now, if y'all want to get down on the street and do like a cash days, that don't matter to me.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, if you do a no prep at the track, because it's not the same, I mean, it's a legal street race, but it's nowhere near the same as a street. Very few tracks are going to be slick enough to reproduce that, so that it makes it to where it's you know, it'll kill your car count because you're going to have a million small tire guys that aren't going to show up.
Yeah.
So, but
right.
I mean, just that's just a word of the wise. I mean, we've been no prep are spreading like wildfire, and they're trying to get down to. You know, Oklahoma and like Wichita Falls, for instance, you know, the two people that put those on have started getting together and trying to basically just collaborate and get one set of rules. That way it's, you know, there's like an understanding, you know, when we street race here, there's an understanding. You don't prep the streets, you do a burnout and then you go, if you red light, you lose. If you cross, you lose. Those are just a set rule anywhere in the South that you street race, unless you mess with someone who's an idiot and, you know, wants to change the rules up and stuff. But, that's kind of how it's going around here. They're just trying to get, you know, to where there's a basically a no prep standard. But if it's at the track, everyone, they've been doing this for a while, big tire, small tire. Now, if you have a horrible car count and everyone decides they want to just throw it in one big bag and go at it, great. But, you know, you got to think of all the guys that have smaller motors and small tires that would have gone to that. So, I mean, it just, that's word to the wise. Some of us, we're used to having to run against the best of the best. That's where we are. That's where we want to be, is the best of the best. So we don't give a shit. But it'll kill your car count for small tires, guys, if there's not a separation there.
Right, right.
So you got to think, no small tire guy wants to run against a Sonoma at the track. Well,
yeah.
Period, but especially at the track.
Right, so, right.
But anyway, but yeah, guys, just keep me posted. I've got my son tonight. I actually had my dad come over and hang out with him while I'm on the phone, so I'm going to get back in there. But thanks for having me on, and like I said, I don't know if any Oklahoma guys are still on. We definitely want to get back at you and get down like we used to. So I need that rematch. I need that win back from Chuck. So.
Okay,
well,
man.
Well, good luck with the show, man, give him help.
That'd be awesome to see. That would be awesome to see.
Yeah, I'm going to contact the guy tomorrow that's doing the Maryland Street Outlaws event, and I'm going to get all the specifics, you know, because I know you
okay.
want to, you know, the thing is, I hear how you're saying they do it, and that's probably about fair. I mean, you know, because, yeah.
Well,
I can
hook you up with the guys' numbers that do the no preps around here, and they can let you guys know what works, what doesn't. I mean, it all really depends. I mean, they can set it up to where you can't do a burnout past the starting line. That way you're not dragging VHT down the whole, you know, track doing pro mod burnouts. I mean, there's a number of ways to make it to where it still maintains a no-prep surface, which, man, the fans love it because you watch these guys drive the wheels off of it. I mean, a lot of times, I mean, most guys are smart, and they know that if it's a $3,000 payout, that wouldn't fix their car or even close if they hit a wall. So most guys will let out. But, you know, the guys that are used to doing this, man, it's a great show for the fans. They love it, and it is what it is. But hey, if it gets real sticky, just like any other track race, and they just go down, it's boring. So.
Kind of like running Cedar Creek or Yellow Belly, huh?
Well, Yellow Belly, you got to worry about, like, glass bottles and shit. Cedar Creek, you just got to always – turn your wheel
one
way.
You used
way.
To have them trenches on the side that drop down about a foot and
oh,
a
yeah.
half.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's where I came from, coming out of them trenches.
You used
so,
to
yeah.
run it at Yellow Belly a lot?
Yellow Belly and Cedar Creek, yeah.
Did you? What
yep.
color did your car used to be?
Well, I had that little that red Chevette, little full chassis Chevette with the 01 on it with the flames, and then I had a white 280Z.
A white one. I've seen
yeah.
you out there and do your burnout, and you
yep.
jump out on the fucking top of your car and screaming and shit and getting the
yeah.
crowd going. I've,
yeah,
we,
it was probably
we used to be out there.
I was
there.
Probably tuned up a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, oh, no, you were in it to win it. You were in the zone for sure.
That's,
that's
it,
funny.
Man.
Well, when,
ain't
when you
changed,
when
bro.
You were talking
ain't
about
changed,
it,
bro.
When you were talking about your car and you said you're from Texas and the car that it was, I was like, it made me think of that. That's just funny that you say that. But, man, I haven't been out to Yellow Belly since around those
right.
times. So.
Yeah, I flipped my car out there at Redline at that Pro Mod race. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got another microphone opening. Let's see. They might have – it's 410-227-0961. Who am I speaking with?
That's Street Nova.
Huh?
Street Nova.
Who is Street Nova?
It's Donald. I was getting on there because Hell Yeah was on there.
It's the Magic. Magic Man.
What's up?
All right, boys.
Up,
y'all
Donald?
Have a good night.
All right. Hey, good talking to you, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Invite me back anytime, man. I love to do this stuff, so hopefully we can all get down here.
I'm going to look you up when I get to Texas.
What's that?
I'm going to look you up when I get to Texas.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, anytime, man. I'm always down to get down. So we'll have cold beer. Get down one or two.
Yeah, that sounds good. All right, brother.
Okay. All right, guys.
Be safe.
All right. We got another microphone opening right after Donald's. 410-952-1230. Who am I speaking with?
Hollywood.
Hollywood News.
And my boys, WFO.
Okay, okay.
WFO boys there. We can't leave him out there by himself. We gotta back him up a little bit.
So what y'all trying to scare my boy running bear out of here? What's going on now?
And he got last time. I thought he didn't race last time.
Well, running bear is in here now. Hold on now.
Well,
running
he
bear,
didn't,
running
he
bear.
Didn't race. Hey, you said running bear was running scared. What?
Yeah, huh? Exactly.
Hey, no, wait a minute. Oh, who was that doing all that talk?
That sounded like Donald Drew with that Nova.
That's what me.
Nova?
Ooh.
Got a blue
sound like,
Nova.
A bear trapper.
I mean, what do you know about me? I ain't never racing.
We know that much.
What was said was, who was trying to scare Running Bear out of a race or something, and I said he didn't race last time. That's the fact. I was there.
I didn't race last time because I had a problem with my car. Would you race if you did have a problem with yours?
Yeah. If I said I won't race, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
You don't know me like that. I would.
Your mouth, like everybody always say, a mouth will say anything.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, hey, Donald, is it true that I hear you putting nitrous on the Nova?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well,
see what
happens
when this lift talk?
Huh?
Well, look, I think Running Bear and his camp got a Camaro that sits like your Nova.
It's a street car like mine?
It's heavy.
Oh,
it's a big,
Lord.
Heavy Camaro.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Hey, Running Bear, what year is that Camaro y'all got?
78, but he ain't going to want none parts ever as soon as he see it come back out.
Oh, geez. Hey, what did they say? A mouth will say anything?
Well, it's coming with a turbo if you want some.
You what?
It's coming with a turbo on it if you want some.
Coming with a what on it?
Turbo. Oh.
Hey, Monster.
Monster had to step off. Monster was doing something. Had to take care of the kids, so he had to step off tonight.
JV.
Dave,
you still here?
Yeah, I'm right here. What's going on?
Hey, how many
Daddy Dave?
Daddy Dave had to get off, man. He, you know, the kid, he said he had to take care of the little one, so he had to hop off for a little bit.
Oh, okay. JB, who off on the Street Outlaws did you have on the show tonight?
Huh? We had
Who off on the Street Outlaws did you actually have on the show tonight? I heard Daddy Dave, and who else was on there?
Had Daddy Dave, Monza. And we also had a big ball of Coop from Texas.
Gotcha.
And that was the old boy I was talking to, right?
Yeah, that's Big Baller. We're gonna try to do something with him next year for no prep. So.
Hey, then
we got more callers. This is 757-662-143. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Nick Nick.
Nick Nolan, what's going on?
Yeah, Nola.
Yeah, what's going on, man? You got somebody you want to speak at?
No, I was want to call and check y'all out, man. I was just want to see what everything good to go and what about this prep thing.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm about to call the guy that's doing the one at Maryland. There's a big no prep event going on, I want to say August. I want to say it's August, but from what I've heard, it's, you know, so far it's 150 cars locked in, and if they're doing it the way I think they're doing it, it should be a good one.
Hey, you don't have to be from Maryland. I mean, from Maryland
so.
To run that.
I don't think so. Which I mean, that's, you know, like I told Big Baller, because they do a lot of stuff down there, and I told, you know, I've been trying to get him up here for about a couple months now, so. The guy that I'm talking to that's doing it, I think it's, you know, they're getting it all together. As long as, you know,
long as you're going to go through with the rules. And the rules, I think, are, you know, it's like Baller was saying, you know, it's not going, they're not going to go over it with nothing. The first thing that goes on that track is going to be a cop. So that's just the basic right off.
Yo.
Yo.
I'm hey, now, did you tell about our race, or is that a secret?
What now?
I said, hell yeah, did you tell them about our race, me and you?
No, I didn't say nothing.
Oh, okay.
Oh. I figured I let you do whatever you got to do.
All right,
you're the challenger. I'm good.
So what track in August? What track is going to be at in August?
It's at Maryland.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's going to be at Maryland. I'm going to get off the specifics tomorrow. The guy, I can't think of the guy's name. He's been emailing me, but he wants it to be a big one, and he's not doing it by the state, which I told him. I mean, don't get me wrong. You want to find out, I guess, who the baddest 10 cars are in your state, but at the same time, say if you have only about 50 to 60 guys that's going to take a shot at it, you know, you basically lost the money. So, I mean, he's basically opening it up to, you know, he's opening up to other states. So it's looking like Texas, I know I have at least 5 cars from Texas that want to come up, and one of them's boosted. So, I mean, it's probably going to be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
First one on May.
Hopefully they can just get the rules right where we can get Texas and Oklahoma boys down here, because you heard, I think it was Big Baller saying about the no prep rules, you know. I mean, I kind of agree with that. You know, we got to get it all stipulated so we can, where we can get this together. We can get them boys down here from the South, you know, down at the Midwest.
Oh, yeah. See, I agree with what he said, because I'm not going to lie, I'm not going to put anybody out there, but I went to a no prep event in Carolina, and I guess they weren't thinking that people were going to get there early, but the first thing we see go down the track is the scrubber. So I'm like, okay, well, if this is no prep, then why is there a scrubber going on the track? So, you know, when we get there, the first car that goes down after the scrubber is a big-time pro mod, basically. And, yeah, I mean, you know, after the scrubber, I'm guessing he would go down and make a blazing 504-90 pack. And, I mean, that's the thing. Like Baller's saying, if you're doing a no-prep event, the first thing that goes on the track of the car, and then, like he said, when the track starts getting sticky, they start moving the cars up a little bit. So, I mean, you know,
I think they had all that posted. What the cars qualified. I think they had all that posted when they first came out with that.
Yeah.
What's going on, what the car supposed to be wrapped as and everything else. That all came out in the beginning.
Yeah, well, hey, I thought there was one in May or something. Wasn't that a new prep deal?
Yeah, in May.
Nope.
I think they switched it to August, though.
Okay, because I know from what I heard, this is what I've heard, which is going to be pretty interesting, that Saturday of, I think, August is going to be no prep. And then that Sunday after that is going to be custom tees after dark, which is going to be pretty interesting, but... Yeah, that's what I've heard so far. It's going to be no prep Saturday and custom tee Sunday. So,
I think. And I also
know that I've been talking really close with. I don't know if y'all know Petey, but my boy Petey from New York Philly area. He's been talking with me. We're going June. Let's see, 7th, 14th, the week of the 21st of June. Most of the DMV is going to ATCO to support Petey. So he's doing 28 shootout, and he's doing all grudge and bike.
And what track's that at?
That's at ATCO.
Hey, hell yeah.
What's up?
That track's a little funny.
A little funny.
Remember we talked about my fire suit?
Now, yeah, I understand what y'all are saying. Now, yeah, if you come there, I mean, their tech is no, I mean, it's no walk in the park. So, I mean, that's what...
That's a no joke.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, I ought to be tech-friendly this year.
I told my dad, I'm talking about your fire jacket. I mean, I didn't know. I mean, I understand track safety and all that. I'm fully aware of that. But, like, and I ain't saying nothing bad about the track at all. If anything, I might give it being so safe. But, like, a fire jacket was out of date for, like, a month. And I couldn't race, and it was in, like, December or, like, November when I tried to test down there. It was a little tough. I had to come all the way back home.
Yeah, I can tell you something else, too. Hell, yeah, I don't know if any of your boys in the camp, y'all run 28s and 29s, but I just got word on another event, June 7th, which also Petey and his area will be coming to the DMV, the Capitol, but Metro Area Grudge is doing a 28 shootout and a 29 shootout, $5,000 payout in each, $3,000 to the winner in each event.
Right, no index or nothing like that. Heads up.
No, it's heads up, no time. So, and I've already put it out there to a lot of people. See, I'm gonna be honest. This is what we're doing this year. If you know, we've been getting a lot of word that some people are, you know, asking, well, shoot, if I run X275 this week, what's the chances of you letting me run a no time event? We just had to basically we had a meeting. And, I mean, there's no real way that we can let a car – I'm just going to throw a time out there. Say if a car goes to Maryland on X275 and runs 450s, and, you know, we got people that grudge race that do no time, period, and this car comes up and he beats it, then, you know, I mean, that's what we're going through right now because a lot of people are calling. Like, I've got four calls from guys who do pro radio. Because Pro Radio, I don't know if y'all know, but Pro Radio is coming to Capitol next year.
Yeah, there's going to be no weight limit or anything like that, no minimum or max. Right.
And but see, that's the thing. I had a couple of them ask me, hey, man, I'm on 315s. I run Pro Radio. Can I do your 29 versus 315? And, I mean, you know, I guess they can call me an ass or a jerk, but the thing is, you know, I can't let a car that comes in say, all right, just take one of those cars easily. A radio car for 30, 440, and then against the card on 29 that you know does no time. It's just the thing we got to look out for now is the car count because when you get a lot of cars that run class and then you bring them up, you know, runs no time, they're not gonna run it. A lot of people are going. That's just like the other day. What is it, Kenny Fox? I think Ricky's cousin. You know,
Ricky Fox.
Ricky's cousin brought up. He brought up that. You know, he felt that Ricky had the baddest nitrous 315 car, which then I would say it's that three. So the car that he wants to run is Nemesis. And I don't know if y'all know, but that's from the live action crew. That car runs no time. It has never had a time shown on the car. So what was going to happen is that guy was like, hey, man, you know, I will run a car that has shown time. But it's going to be for $20,000 or more. And I understand why he's saying that because say if he goes out and beats Ricky, who else
they
is going to run
what,
him?
What, they
he'll never
he
get
bought.
Another run for a couple months.
Yeah, but you know what? That's true. But some cars ain't hitting that 450 mark every time. That's not a consistent run. I mean, a lot of times Ricky Fox ain't running consistent 450. Let's put it that way. He can barely get down the track most of the time, and that's a proven fact. The different tracks, they run different times. I mean, they love certain tracks with them radio tires.
Okay. I just opened
They're not running consistent times. They run a 450 at one track. That don't mean they're going to run the same down another one. But radio tires are different on different tracks.
We got another 2292. 0961, who am I speaking with?
It's Carlos.
Hey, what's going on, Carlos?
What's going on with you?
Nothing, man. Just talking about the June 7th, man.
You mean June 14th?
Oh, June 14th. That's June 7th.
June
14th. All right, because I was just talking with somebody. There's a 7th, a 14th, and a 21st, and we were just talking about 28s and 29s and, you know, talking about how, you know, should a car that shows the time during the year be able to run.
Well, I mean, we're going to let them run, and the reason being, it's a big difference when you run a drag radio. You run a drag radio for a purse and grudge racing. There's a big difference, man. You know, with that money on the line and when to take all, it's that pressure. It's a big difference in racing, man. So if them dudes, they go to Bud's Creek and run drag radio on a Friday night, you know, they can just run. They're going to run because there's no pressure on them. But we talking about coming down and running grudge races, man, with all the people on the line and all. It's a different ball game, man. And I got a class race and not winning that money, man. I'm gonna be honest.
I feel you on that.
I agree with him on that. Grudge racing is totally different than that bracket racing.
It's a different ball game. I mean, I didn't do
it. A whole different ball game. It's like running.
It's a different
ball
game. I mean,
running at the track is totally different.
Yeah, I didn't do both. And then we talk about the 28 race, man. We talk about a track that's being totally prepped for drag radio compared to we ain't prepping no track just for no 28. I can tell you that now. So it's going to be a driver's race. Ain't no dude, they're going to have to get down a racetrack.
So, hey, Harry, yeah, is there a chance you're coming down June 14th?
Yeah, I plan on running a set of small tires. I'll have a set of small tires and my big tires with me at all times. So I want to get a little bit of that small tire action, yeah, because actually when I first built my car, I did a big dog race and a small tire and a big tire race the same weekend and won both of them.
Well, make sure you got your crew with you. You going to have your crew with you?
Well, I'm pretty sure they'll roll with me. They don't like to let me leave home, you know what I mean, by myself.
You know your Mellon boys are backing you.
That's right. That's right. We got a couple of Pennsylvania boys that are going to jump on in there with us, say some small tire guys.
I got something I want to ask. I know of a small block, all motor, Cleveland powered Mustang. Well, I guess you could say small block, big block, some, you know, in the middle. Now, do you have something in your camp that's all motor that's coming down? Hell yeah.
Yes, definitely. Yep.
Okay, because my boy's got an all motor Mustang, Windsor bottom, Cleveland top, looking for a little action for that 14th.
All right. Yeah, we'll see what we can do. But, yeah, we got a couple of – and they're small block Ford cars, straight motor cars.
Let me get this straight, though. Please tell me. I know – see, if y'all are true grudge racers, it ain't going to be no crying about no 23-degree head and all this stuff.
Grudge racing.
No, I mean, it's pretty much when you're grudge racing, it's wrong with your brung, man. You know what I mean? There ain't no weight limits. There ain't no nothing.
It's a little bit of talk. It's a little bit of talk with the tire size, but other than that, motor-wise, it's wrong with you, Brung. Let's do it.
Okay, because a lot of the talk on the page is about, oh, man, you got this here. You got this. You got this. Well, I can tell you right now, I know.
If they don't like it, they just don't race. You're looking at, don't race it, you know, if it scares you.
Okay, well, that sounds good then. That sounds good because. My boy, like I said, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I know it's a Windsor bottom with a Cleveland top. Yes.
I don't know any of my WFO boys that are scared.
Okay,
so.
Well, that's good.
We're gonna have a little fun then.
That's right.
We're looking for a good year, man. You know, win or lose, whatever it takes. You know what I mean? You got to get something to get some, and we ain't gonna be scared either way.
All right, so let me ask you this: being that I'm gonna get some. This is how I do, man. You know, people like Carlos, Metro Area, everybody, they give me their dates, and they go out there. They get pushed. They get pushed hard. When are you gonna have their date?
The date for
your race.
Yeah,
well, I don't know. I'm still working on that. So probably within the next month, we'll have something set up. I got to talk with Bradshaw and stuff, and talk with my guys yet and stuff, and we still are going to get together on it. But we figure we'd do it after the first of the year. So, but we'll get something lined up probably in the next month.
Okay, because, yeah, let me know, man, because, like, I know Carlos is on here, and Monster was talking about you earlier. He was like, you know what? I like that damn Hell Yeah, but we going to have to do something with him before the year out.
Yeah. Hey, they need somebody to cut my head off is what they need, right?
Hey, Bob, you tell them you start yelling and banging on your car, it's okay. You're just a little crazy, right?
That's right. Hey, that's just the way I get tuned for my race, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, look,
I got to get in the zone.
They said, hey, he wants you. And I said, no, he don't. He's just acting. He's a little crazy.
And you heard that old boy. You heard Big Power earlier. I didn't just start doing it. I've been doing that shit since I've been racing. I try to get right for the light, you know what I mean?
Right, I heard
it.
Hey, look, while I got you on here, and Carlos is on here. We on here. Who is on your list? Be honest. You can put it out there. Who is on your list other than running back?
Other than running back, well, I sure got to give the Man of Steel, you know, his rematch. No problem there. You know what I mean?
Because
I want to earn it. You know, I want to earn it. I want to earn that. You know, no problem. But definitely Wicked Bird. Because I definitely want his crown, and I'm going to sport it around the arena there or around the track that day. You know what I'm saying? So I asked him, it's one size fits all. You know what I'm saying? So, but I think me and him need to bump heads. And I think Hatton Boys, I would have liked to get a shot at the Hatton Boys, but I don't know what they're coming out with now. I know they got their car for sale, but I sure would have liked a shot at that Vega. You know, but we'll see.
I got somebody, you know, I know he's coming back. He's coming back out there heavy this year on 28th, but he might be looking to do something on the 14th. Small block.
Well, Big Head Kenny?
Huh? No, it's not
Big Head Kenny.
It's not Big Head Kenny.
Yeah.
It's all right. I know Mark Hayes is coming out heavy this year with the Mustang.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I put it on his ass at Civil War.
Okay. Well, shoot, I might have to talk with old Mark then, so you don't really bust him up.
Yeah, I know you mean. Nice enough guy, you know what I mean? But when the light turns on, you know what I mean? It don't make a shit.
Oh, Lord. See that? Okay. So, let me ask you.
And Mark Hayes is putting everything to that car. I think if you can't bottles to that motor, shit. Yeah, they said that they blown up before they raced you. Bullshit.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, it looked like it was running decent when I watched it on the video.
Yeah, it was. He wouldn't take that car if he knew it was hurt. What fool would? Just like running girl.
Hey, Carlos.
Yeah.
Sound like it's going to be interesting, Carlos.
Oh, it's going to be real interesting. It's going to be real interesting. But G-Money definitely wants that rematch.
Yeah,
definitely. Ain't no problem, and I'll give it to him. He knows that. G-Money, he's good people. I want to earn it, you know what I mean? It is what it is. We got to take our wins as we get them, you know what I'm saying? But all I know is every race that I ran this year, I was there. I caught my light. I made a full pass. I didn't have no problem. I did what I had to do. Never look back.
You look good all year.
Hey, Bobby,
we got another caller sliding in here. He must want. I think I know who this is too. On small time, 804-914-7584. Let's see. Let me take a good guess. I bet you that's Steve.
Yeah, the answer ain't over a small time.
Hey, Gene Stevens, I was talking to a man today that wants a piece of Hell Yeah.
Well, they all do. That's what I hear.
Well, Gene Stevens knows this man quite well because he's in his camp.
They must be my brother.
Yeah, we talking about your brother, Mr. Kenny Beecham.
Must be my brother, Kenny Beecham.
Yeah, small time.
Oh,
small
shit.
Block.
Hell yeah, if he put you on the hit list, you're a dead man walking.
Yeah, that's what they say. Somebody got to show me.
Oh,
he put you on the hit list.
Like my one boy says, from Missouri or something.
No, he ain't from Missouri.
Well, look, this is what I got to ask you, Hell Yeah, because the boys want to know. He wants it. Man, he just wants to know, are you coming with Willie Balls or are you coming without?
Well, the Willie Balls will be there. They'll be on the car, but, I mean, for the right race, you know what I mean, we might take them off this year. I don't know. But my car's built to run with Willie Bars on for a reason. If he can't handle that, he probably needs to look for another race.
No. See, this is the thing. We talked. We going to work something out. I'm going to call you on in a PM. I'm going to call you because I got your number. What he wants to do,
uh-huh.
He said if you run your wheelie balls, he doesn't mind. He'll run his. And if you don't,
okay.
He'll take his off. See, that's how he
And
is.
This is Kenny Beecham.
Kenny Beecham. He also got a back half Camaro that's been busting ass right good on the East Coast.
It's what?
He's been busting ass with his Camaro. He went, I know you probably know him pretty well about it. He got a black back half Camaro that's been busting some ass around there. Because at the race, I tell you what, the race you were at, he ran the Dobbs Dinosaur.
What do you have? He got Rex French on it?
Yeah, I don't know. I have to check into. I'm not sure who you're talking about. But
See, that 69
hey.
Camaro had the black, the red stripe on it.
We'll be good to go. We'll be good to go this year.
Okay, see that's the one thing I know about you, man. Because if I call you and you know you think the car fits like you, or you know you think you got a chance, you'll take that chance. So the one thing he said he said, I ain't gonna tell him to pull nothing off his car. He said if I want to run him, I'll run him with what he got. So if he keeps his wheelie balls on, I'll put mine on. But if he wants to take them off, I'll take mine off. He said, I ain't telling
nobody.
Well,
I ain't never told nobody I want to take my damn bars off.
Well, come on now. You've been in racing long enough.
Yeah.
You've been in racing long enough to know that.
That's coincidence, ain't it?
You've been in racing long enough to know somebody to ask you, or something, hey, man, you got wheelie balls, you going to take them off or what? Because they fit. Everybody feels like wheelie balls is, you know, that's advantage. But that's how people feel. But the thing is, I talked with Kenny today, and, you know, he was working on my brother's truck, and he said, you know what?
Came to his mind, huh?
Yeah, actually, we were talking about you because we were talking about the flyer, and he said, I'll try on Hell Yeah. He said, yeah, I'll try. He said, talk to him, brother. See what you want to do. I said, all right, I know he'll be on the show sooner or later.
Right. So you're thinking, what race does he want to hook up?
Well, either we're going to work something out. We're trying to get something put together. But it's going to be within May or June.
Okay. Yeah, so that's good. We'll hook up.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I'm gonna call you on your phone because you know to work out the specifics because you know I ain't gonna put it all
fine.
Out there but you know he hit me up today. I was there and you know went to Richmond Ford to get my truck worked on and next thing I know he up there you know having a good time and he said you know what I have more fun with my damn small tire car than that damn big tire car. I said are you? He said yeah I'm having fun with that damn Portsman car. He said, I'll try old Hell Yeah next year. He said, man, it might be a good damn race. He said, hell with
it. Cool, good. Yeah, I like to earn my shit, you know what I mean? Just, you know, you got to take them when you get them, you know what I mean? But I don't mind earning it, you know. And believe me, I've gave plenty and I've given plenty, so it's all good. Either way.
I understand, man. And the thing is, you know, I don't know if anybody told you, but whenever you get that race in place, man, look, you got my number, and there's some boys on here from South Carolina. There's some boys on here from North Carolina right now, and I know. So when you get your race in place, all you got to do is text me or call me, and we're going to help you out.
All right, cool. Sounds good. Sounds good. I mean, yeah, because we definitely want to fill the place. We want to fill the, you know, fill the place up. So.
Oh well, I'm gonna tell you. I don't know if Carlos has told you, but the way we do our stuff around here, if you know, if you help us, then we're gonna help y'all. We see, that's the thing. You know, I done had Petey call me. We going to Petey's, and we even, you know, Brian Davis from Midwest. I mean, that's a little bit of a trip, but we actually gonna try to get there. You know, that's the thing. If somebody says, "Hey man, I'm coming out there," then you should at least have the decency or the respect to be like, "Well, shit, I gotta try to get out your way." You know, that's just how this
right.
year is going, man.
Right.
So
yeah, we
so
don't mind traveling. We plan on traveling this year, and you know, going where we need to go. So we'll definitely. They got races going. We'll definitely be coming to them, and you know, we want to do a little traveling around. You know what I mean? Get to hook up with different people, not just the same guys all the time. You know what I mean?
When you watch out Gene Stevens, because he's just as crazy as you. Because he'll get a little Jägermeister and Red Bull and start acting crazy.
There you go. All right. See what the Jäger bombs out.
Gene Stevens.
Yes, sir.
Hey, tell him. You like TFC, hell yeah.
Damn right. There's one thing for sure, JB. You know us. We're going to do two things. We're going to definitely go to work because we have to pay for racing, and we're going to go racing.
That's right.
Yeah, it's going to be a good year. So WFO Racing is coming heads. Oh, Lord. So y'all gunning for Running Bear. God damn it. And then y'all coming for the Man of Steel. And, I mean, I know now, see, there's somebody on here that hasn't given me his list. And, look, don't let him be quiet. I know he's still on here.
Must be a little Donald.
Oh, he done got quiet on me. I know he got a list, too.
Who was that?
Oh, Donald Burry. He done got quiet on me.
Magic Man, where you at?
He disappeared.
He
done went to me to see if I see his number and got off. 410, yeah, he done dropped off. But I knew he had a little list the other day because I know he was saying how he was going to put a little nitrous on the car this year. So the boys you must have talked him up a little bit, hell yeah. What you doing to the boy?
Yeah, he wants to step his game up, you know what I mean? And he's got the car, and, you know, he's got the car to do it, you know. It just ups his game. You know, he wants to get in the middle of the action a little bit, you know what I mean? And if you ain't spraying, you know what I'm saying, it's hard to stay in the middle of the action. You know, you're limited. You know, when you're on the spray, anything's possible. You know what I'm saying? Anything's possible. True believer in that. So a big, tall, fast, small, don't make a fuck.
Well, see, the thing is also, I think you found out, this is the thing in grudge racing, and a lot of people have seen it. All motor cars, don't get me wrong, some of them expect to get the brakes, and some of them, but a lot of people are finding out that, you know, a lot of people ain't giving nothing no more. You know,
yeah.
all motor cars just like coming and asking for the brake. I'm just be honest, the brake is a bit. The brake could be a half a second, it could be three-tenths, or it could be more. So, you know, I think it's good that Donald's putting the gas on it, because, I mean, that's even in his playing field. That's saying, well, shoot, I ain't got to ask for nothing. All I got to ask for is another brake.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to him getting it on there, and, you know, he should have a good year. It's going to change his own outlook, because he ain't never been on the spray, you know what I'm saying? So it's a whole different beast, you know what I mean?
Hey, look, even though you're not from the area, Carlos
right.
Wells, the metro area, we're going to do an award show. And even though you're not from around here, you might as well come on and cut up with us on that day.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah, you're more than
yeah,
welcome
I appreciate
to come
that.
Cut. Yeah, you can come cut up with us. We're going to have a good time. We're going to make sure we're going to let Wicked Bird off. We're going to let him go wild, too, so.
yeah.
And especially you gonna take his crown, man. God, Thursday.
That's right, man. Hey, that's the plan. That's the plan. You know what I'm saying? You can have a dream. You know what I mean? You can have a dream. I'm just trying to get where he's at. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a squirrel trying to get a nut.
All right, so Carlos, you heard that, a race for Wicked Bird's craft.
Yeah, I heard him.
Dang.
I heard him.
Dang. So, yeah, Joe, hey, like I said, man, when you all you got to do is, I don't know, I'll text you my number, because when you get your date, all you got to do is let us know, and, you know,
right.
As long as, you know, just give me a date and we're going to work it, because the thing is, this area, man, it's starting to get really populated with people, because people are starting to inquire, and people are starting
right.
to see the people race out here. You know, it's not
right.
like, oh, man, if I go to Maryland or go to, you know, Virginia or something, I ain't going to get a race. I'm just going to sit there and test and tune. But see, that 26 race, I ain't going to say, you know, it one thing about it is you saw even the people that come there and don't grudge race was racing. So that's
right.
The
thing.
Well,
the thing is, you
know,
come every Friday night to Capitol Raceway, you definitely get a race on test and tune. Anybody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So the thing
we
I'm saying.
Big George, we got Big George. We got Hell Yeah. We got dozens of them. Run you. So you ain't got to be in a special meet. Every Friday night at Capitol Raceway, when the weather breaks, you get it on. And we'll shut the track down just to get that race on.
Well, when I do put...
Is that another one of your WFO boys?
Yeah, I think that's Hollywood.
I got it. Ooh, all right, man, y'all got to give me the specifics. Who is Hollywood?
Hollywood. I know.
Shit, who's Hollywood?
Yeah, I gotta know who's Hollywood. You got what car?
He's that little mouth. He's that little mouth fucker that's always running with us. Yeah, he's you can hear him coming before you see him.
We can get it done. They want to race. We can get it done.
Yeah,
we can get the grudge race. Bring it.
Well, that's great.
You ain't got to sit there and think. There's always somebody up at a race.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, it's gonna be a good year, man. Like I said, I mean, there's been, like I told, and so now you know, go ahead and lock that date in, June 14th, Election Day, Metro Area Grudge, Capitol Raceway, June 14th.
Yeah.
So you can bring your crew, tell them, hey, if they want to run in the 28th, or hey, we got motorcycles too. So hell yeah, if you want to hop on your Harley.
No, I'll bring my bike. That ain't no problem.
We pay $3,000 to the bike. That's unheard of. We pay $3,000 to the winner of the bike to the gangster bike shootout. $3,000, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See, this is going to be one of those events where you got to come to, because not only are we doing it for the cause, but I'm going to tell you, the bikes, man, we're going to have fun all day long. So,
I think this year, Capitol Raceway, when they do that grudge racing meet or whatever, I think the track's going to give back to some of the racers, too, so they're going to add in for a little bit more of that pot. Don't quote me on the last time I talked to Bradshaw. I think that's what he was saying. He wanted to get back to them.
I'm going to tell you, Bradshaw is really, you know what, you know why I like Bradshaw? Because the thing is, he's one track owner where, you know, there was some stuff, you know, some people said on the page. The next thing I know, Bradshaw was right there. He said what he had to say, and it was over. So, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of track owners where, you know, they just, I guess they behind the scenes more than they out.
Right.
The one thing with Bradshaw is I like
how he
carries himself. Yeah, he's on the ball. He carries himself.
Yeah, he feels like a lot of these tracks don't do nothing for the racers to bring all the money to the track, and, you know, they just take the money and run on these shows, and he's sitting there saying, you know, he'd like to give back, you know, put a little bit in on the pot from the track itself. This way it makes it more interesting. Instead of you putting five in, and you put five in, and this way the winner will come out. You only need five, but the winner is doubling the money, you know what I mean?
And that's how it's supposed to be.
And I agree with that. I think that'd bring more grudge racers and everything to the track, and, you know, and make them feel more wanted when they're there, just feel like, okay, you're just here to make money off of me. You know what I mean? I'm not going to, you know, a lot of them get a little attitude with it. This way, everybody feels like they get a little bit back, especially if your name's up on that flyer, you know what I mean?
But, you know,
you know, the thing with Bradshaw did was impress me on a Friday night. When you sit there on the last two cars going down the track and you stop them to prep the racetrack, that's unheard of, man. Tracks don't do that, man. He'll stop for the last two cars where that money run and re-prep the racetrack for that run.
He's trying to make good at it. You know, we got to give him that. He's trying to do good, and that's good. You know what I mean?
But you know one thing I want to say, I don't know how many times y'all been, but don't count on the Beach, man. The Beach do a good job with grudge races also, man. They do a damn good job with it, man.
Oh, yeah.
And who's that?
Colonial Beach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been hearing about that track. I'd definitely like to go check it out. It's 8 Mile track, isn't it?
Yeah, my brother dead, and it dead hook, too.
Yeah, I come from Dallas, Fort Worth there. You know what I mean? We're 8 Mile racers. You know, mm-hmm. So I definitely like the 8 Mile stuff.
I think the Horseman got a couple races there. So
yeah, hey, hell yeah, we the Horseman have who I was telling you about, Kenny Beecham and Gene Stevens, and I don't know if you heard of some of them, but they got three races there this year. So I mean,
okay.
And I know they got some small tire stuff. They got a.
Is that who Kenny Beecham is? Is the Horseman?
He's the basic.
He's a what?
He's like the main piece in the Horseman. Like his car, the back half car. You know, that's when. I don't know if you. A couple weeks ago down in Florida, they had one of the biggest races of the year. Like it was basically the end of the year race. And he went down there and took some money from the Strawberry Boys, the Florida Boys. I think he took over $8,500 from them. So,
damn, nice,
yeah,
nice.
The total, I think, 5 to 9. So,
yeah. I like the idea of that Colonial Beach too. You know what I'm saying? It looks like a old school kind of drive it kind of track. You know what I'm saying? So,
yep,
I like that. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, next year, like I said, next year is gonna be interesting.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here, we still here.
JB, you need to fix your phone.
I know, JB.
Yeah,
we're
cutting it out a little bit.
But you know, JB, we even talked with Petey Smallblock and you know, they're going to come on down on the 14th, but then the following week, we're going to head on our backhoe on that Sunday, and we're going to go up there and support him. We're going to take a couple cars and then go run with them boys up in Jersey.
Yeah.
And, you know, same thing on April the 26th. The dude Corey Barnes told, you know, we going down there, down Page in South Carolina, and run with them dudes. And they, you know, and actually, ever since we did that, man, they got guys called from Tennessee and Texas and all kinds of jokers coming up Paisley on the 26th, man.
Cool.
So it's gonna be a good race.
Yeah, hey, hell yeah. I don't know if you travel that far, but I know you remember hearing about the Slut.
Yeah, I do.
The Slut and Popeye are locked in April 26th, Paisley, South Carolina.
All right, the 26th of May?
The 26th of April.
April. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think we got one of them on here. Let me see if I can open him up and see if he's on here or he's snoring. Is that Scott Blackwell on here?
Go ahead, boss man.
There you go. That's Popeye right there.
All right.
Yeah, but like I said, we going up to support South Carolina's event April 26th, and we're gonna have some fun with them boys. You know, Popeye posted, you know, if he loses this race, he's supposed to eat a can of spinach. So, you know.
You're supposed to eat a can of spinach
that.
Before the race.
No, I don't need to, really.
Yeah.
I'm going to use him for a test pass.
Good. Yeah, I'd be interested in going. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey, look, the thing is, man, you know, we're going to have fun next year. That's what people got to understand. When you have fun, and, you know, look out for other people like you. Like I said, whenever you get your event,
you let us know. And like Popeye might even come. I mean, that man, he travels. So, I mean, if you let him know, his Lights Out crew, that's what they call themselves, Lights Out, they'll travel. So,
you know, word of advice, hell yeah, and this is only a suggestion. When you're coming up with a date, man, you know, check around. Call JB. If you got to call us, call, you know, this month, anybody, and just check around on the dates because you don't want to put a date on top of somebody else's date. And, you know, that's
right. Make sure there's no other big race going.
Yeah, this year it took a while for everybody to come over to base, which I like. You know, we got phone calls from New York and Chicago, and you know, even though Chicago don't affect us, but you still don't want to put dates on top of dates.
Right.
And,
Even though,
because we even going to change the awards back. We supposed to get in March 8th, but since Mike Hill got the race down, his race on March 8th, I think we're gonna move it. We're going to move the date because we're going to take a couple cars down to Mike Hill race to support Mike Hill.
Right.
You know, so that's just a word of suggestion. And, you know, it's kind of hard a little bit because, you know, there's so many racers, man. But, you know, just trying to check around. And, I mean, you know, so you didn't get the date. You know, we there to support you. We're going to be at the track.
All right. Yeah, I'll definitely do that. Yep.
Well, it sounds like the year is getting better and better by the minute.
Well, matter of fact, Jay, that's the day old man is still probably bust your ass, hell yeah, on your race day.
You got the key word there, tried. Did you say that? Yeah, I did. Hey, and all that bullshit he put on there before about, oh, hell yeah, says hell no, I guarantee that motherfucker, he was watching my taillight, that one taillight winking and it disappearing, he was saying, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no, he was saying. I know he was. No, I'm just busting on him, man. He's cool. He's cool. He'll get his shot again.
Yeah.
He might get the bust on me. You never know.
It's going to be worth seeing, I can tell you that one.
Right. Definitely. I'm looking forward to it. It doesn't piss me off that he had to sit and stir on it all winter, though, either, so I'm all right with that. Oh, we're going to wake up in the middle of the night. Oh, hell no!
Yeah, he had to. You're right. He had to sit on it for a while this summer. I mean, it's just winter, so probably ain't feeling the best.
Right, and I wouldn't have done that on purpose. You know what I mean? If it had been earlier in the season, we'd have got it again. But you know, what I mean, it is what it is.
Man, I still talk to him this day. He's like, man, you know what? I ain't mad that he beat me. I'm just mad that I couldn't get down that goddamn track. I said, I know you are. He said, man, I've been beat before, yeah. He said, I have. But he said, man, you don't know how bad it makes you feel when you don't lead a line. So, you know, that's the thing. And the thing is, I respect you because you give it, you're not saying, oh, man, I beat him, that's it, that's all. You give him another chance, and that's what grudge race is all about, man. You're going to beat somebody, I think what you're thinking is, shoot, if I'm going to beat him, I'm going to beat him at his best.
That's right. I respect his machine. He got a beautiful car, man. I mean, it takes a lot to have these cars and to do what we do. I got the respect for all the racers, man. I mean, I know what I sacrifice to have my shit sometimes, you know, and over the years. So I don't disrespect nobody in that way. I like to bust their ass out there on the track when the light comes on, but other than that, you know.
Gene's still on the phone?
No, Gene stepped off. I think once I said something about Jägermeister and Red Bull, he went on about his business.
Oh, okay.
he went on and hit the wood. So.
Yeah.
Yep. But
man,
I think.
Good year, man.
Oh yeah. I think I found out my problem. I don't know about y'all, but down here we got a little bit of a storm going on. So I was wondering, my phone kept cutting out in the middle of the darn show. I'm talking to Daddy Dave, and the darn phone cutting off and then cutting back. I'm like, Well, it looks like we're getting a little bit of weather, so.
Yeah, we got snow down here, too.
Go ahead. Yeah, I found out why a little bit, you know, because Dave just texted me. Daddy Dave just texted me. He's like, man, hey, thanks for the hour on the show. And, you know, I would have stayed longer, but it sounded like you shut the show. I said, man, no, man, my phone cut off. But he said he had a good time, man. And, you know, the thing about him, man, that's what I'm saying. See, you know, that's a guy that, you know, yeah, right now, out there, he probably the baddest man on the street right now.
Morgan and Son. Morgan and Son Motor. Morgan and Son Racing Engines right there, bro. Put that out there again.
I got to give him credit because that Morgan and Son Motor is getting it, too.
Yeah.
I ain't never. The thing that I like is, I got to say it because I'm just going to say it, but the thing is, he's spitting and popping and still putting space on a pro charge big block. And that's just, I mean, that's just awesome. I mean, when you spitting and popping and you still putting space on something that makes 2,000 horsepower, you ride.
Yeah. Yep.
But, yeah, it was good having him on here, man. And look, hell yeah, you didn't even know I was having him on here. So, man, hey, your crew and Carlos and all y'all, man, thank y'all for getting on, man, because most of y'all didn't even know who I was having on. But the thing was, the other day, Daddy Dave hit me up, and he was like, man, I like how y'all do y'all thing on the page. I said, man, we have fun on the page. He said, well, you know, whenever you want to do a day for the street racers, you let me know. And I was like, well, shoot, that day coming. And next thing I know, he messaged me like, hey, this Monday coming, I'm on your show. I was like,
yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that was cool.
Thank y'all again.
Yeah,
I'm about to. Yeah.
Let me say one quick thing, man. You gonna have to do a bike show, man, because, man, we get so many calls from the bike guys, even pro stock bike. I ain't gonna call the guys' names out because I don't want to put it out there. But, man, we've been getting love from the pro stock bikes, man, and they like what's going on with the motorcycles, and they want to get involved, man. So you're going to have to – I ain't going to tell you what you're going to have to do, but I suggest you know, try to do a bike show and get a little wheel in them on and get that thing going, man. Hey, yo, man, I don't know if they talk to your man yet, but they know about your man. So
yeah, well, see, the thing is, my boy, the boys from North Carolina, Grudge Life, I think they doing a shootout. Now, this is crazy. Hell, yeah, I don't know if you race four-wheelers, but they got a shootout for a couple thousand dollars to see who got the baddest four-wheeler around.
Yeah, I saw that.
Right.
The baddest Banshee. They looking for the baddest Banshee on the East Coast. They willing to pay like $4,000 or $5,000.
Damn.
See,
damn.
That's what I call different, you know. That's the thing about me, like, a lot of people, you know, I'm a Ford man, and I love my Ford. And the thing is, I could build a Mustang, but this 65 Ford Falcon sitting in the yard looking at me every day, going to have to get out. He's going to have to do something, because, I mean, it just can't sit here and look at me. So it's going to be something different in the works.
Right.
So, you know, hey, Carlos, it's interesting that you said that, because now what I'm going to do is I'm going to call Mark, and then I'm going to get the boys from Grudge Life, and we're going to do a date. We're going to do a week for the bike.
Yeah, that's right. And, I mean,
yeah, I definitely like that bike show thing.
We even got an invite to go to Gainesville from a pro star team, man. And we're going to fly on down to Gainesville for the Gator Nationals, man, and go talk to them cats, man, and see what they're talking about. But, you know, the bike stuff big, man. It's bigger than I thought.
Well, hey, when a man called me, Carlos and hell yeah, a man called me the other day, and he was on the wrong show. He was on this show, but he was looking for the motorcycles and the four-wheelers. He said, man, I'm looking to lock in. I said, what you mean? He said, your show's called Locking In, right? I said, yeah. He said, I'm looking to lock in 5 on 10. I said, you looking to lock in what? He said, I'm looking to lock in 5,000 on 10. I said, on what? He said, on a four-wheeler. He said, I got the baddest four-wheeler in Florida, and I got $5,000 to lock that in. I said, God.
Damn.
So, you know.
And hell yeah, I tell you what, you know,
I don't know how direction your race going in, but it's like we running a quick eight bike, gangster bike. Man, if you want some bikes, all you gotta do is call me and Wicked Bird up. We get low, you know, and just in Metro Area Brothers, we got over 40 bikes, man. So, hey, and those bikes put people in the stands, man. So, you know, if you want a couple bikes, just give us a call. Man, we'll help.
Oh, for the shows,
we don't want no.
For my race?
Yeah, for your race. We don't want no money.
Yeah, okay. Well, I got a bike, too. I mean, yeah, I got a bike. You know, I haven't raced it last year or nothing, last couple years, but, I mean, I got a couple first places with it, and I show it, you know, got plenty of trophies are showing it, too. But, yeah, definitely, that sounds good. And I was thinking about that just a minute ago when y'all was talking about the bikes. Maybe that would be a good thing to put in the show, too, you know, in the race.
Yeah, because I'm
all for it.
I mean, even on the 26th, when we had the race of the Civil War, actually the bike race between Shane Proctor and Kayvon was the biggest money. I think they might have ran for $10,000, man. That was the biggest money run that day.
They ran for.
I think they might have ran for $10,000, if I'm mistaken. It was even $5,000 or $10,000, but the money was up there. That was the biggest money.
Right,
race
right.
Day. I can tell you that.
Okay.
Them bike boys serious, man.
Yeah. I got all the respect for that shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Blog Talk, this woman's in my ear. She said our time of recording is stopped. So what I'm gonna do? Hell yeah! Me, Monster, and Kenny, you're gonna sit and talk tomorrow, and then we're gonna call you about that race.
All right. And this is the.
It's probably, well, ain't many people on there, but it's probably going to be about May 3rd. We're going to call you about it.
Okay.
But look, on May 3rd, what you need to be worrying about is that Camaro.
I'm not going to lose no sleep over, but yeah, I understand that. Yeah, I'm good to go.
All right, now I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah.
He's still on his line. And
I know he's doing everything he can to get ready for me. I already know that. I already know. But that's
right.
Okay. That's what the off season's for. You know what I'm saying?
Well, look, man, it's always a pleasure having you, man. And hey, man, I guess we'll see you in a couple months.
All right, brother.
All right, Carlos.
Bye.
All right, y'all good. All right. Later.
All right, see you, bye.
All right, buddy. Later.